A Northwood school district was recognized nationally for their sustainability efforts. For WJJQ News, I'm Zach Garner. Wrapping up week-long Earth Day celebrations, the U.S. Department of Education on Friday announced the recipients of their Green Ribbon Schools and Sustainability Awards. Across the country, 41 schools, 10 school districts, and 3 post-secondary institutions were honored for their innovative efforts to reduce environmental impact and utility costs, improve health and wellness, and offer effective sustainability education. Among the 54 recipients nationwide, there were 5 right here in Wisconsin, including Northland Pines School District in Eagle River. Pines was nominated by the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. Just a few examples of the many steps they highlighted: solar power generation on each campus, conversion to LED lights, efficiency fixtures, green cleaning products, and the use of several electric buses in their fleet. They've also brought those efforts into the classroom or often taken the classroom outdoors for sustainability and environmental curriculum lessons as well. U.S. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona says these awards represent thousands of students and countless hours of hard work in schools and college campuses, ensuring equitable access to healthy, climate-resilient learning environments where students are prepared for the sustainability challenges of the present and the future. Just a few months, Veterans Memorial Park here in Tomahawk will be filled with people for the weekly Music on the River concert series. This will mark the 17th edition, and this past week, organizers unveiled the tentative lineup for the summer. As always, they've scheduled a mix of returning fan favorites, sprinkled in with some new performers that will make their debut. They've also brought together a mix of genres, including pop, rock, and country, many bands citing more eclectic influences as well, such as jazz, swing, and reggae. It all kicks off June 19th with the band Ember. Then over the next 5 Wednesdays, it'll be the Jerry Schmidt Band, Copperbox, the Tamaracks, Billy Bronsted Trio, and Santy and Son. The summer concert series will close out on July 31st with Hip Pocket. Each night of concerts is free to attend, and they're held in the pavilion at Veterans Memorial Park, which offers a chance to view not only by land, but also by water. Stay tuned to WJJQ each Wednesday as we'll preview that night's concert. Tick season is right around the corner, and scientists at the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute are collecting ticks with the help of the public. The study is surveying the distribution of tick species in our area, including new invasive ticks that may be moving into the state. They'll also look to identify microbes carried by each tick, including pathogens that may cause diseases like Lyme, anaplasmosis, babesiosis, and others. To establish the tick inventory, they'll be looking to the public for help. According to the news release, the first phase of the survey will target the Marshfield area specifically. The study will then expand this summer to other parts of the state with collection kits located at other parks, hiking trails, and veterinary clinics. Each kit will come with a unique identification number that people can use to look up via an online dashboard the species of ticks they've contributed and any additional information. Alexandra Linz is an associate research scientist. She says that ticks are moving into new areas in response to environmental changes. Says this is an opportunity for Wisconsinites to act as citizen scientists and help us learn about ticks and their diseases, which can potentially help us better inform disease prevention, early detection, as well as develop improved diagnostic tools and treatments. While a rainy weekend didn't allow for much yard work, it did offer a bit of relief for firefighters. According to the DNR's wildfire tracker, between Thursday and Saturday, fire crews responded to another 6 wildfires in Lincoln and Oneida counties alone. Each fire was small, contained to burning less than a half an acre. Illustrating the many different ways a wildfire can spark, they were attributed to a variety of causes like campfires, debris burning, equipment, and a power line. There were no area wildfires reported yesterday. We've seen an extended wildfire season already. Last week, one of the busiest. According to the DNR tracker, there were 68 wildfires statewide last week, which burned 260 acres. Yearly total now at more than 630 fires, which burned approximately 1,400 acres. Spring and summer bring plenty of outdoor projects, and residents and professionals alike are reminded to always use Digger's Hotline before breaking ground. April is recognized as National Safe Digging Month, and the goal is to serve as a reminder to call 811 before every digging project, large or small. Officials say this will prevent injuries while avoiding repair costs and potential fines that occur when underground utilities are damaged. PSC Chair Summer Strand says no matter the size of the project, a free call to 811 before digging can keep our communities safe and connected. While major projects may be obvious, more common small projects should also utilize the free service, including installing a fence or mailbox, a patio, or planting trees and hedges. Recommended calling 3 working days prior to the project. In addition to calling Diggers Hotline, you can also schedule locators via their website at diggershotline.com. And road construction season is picking up with several additional projects set to begin this week. Here in Lincoln County, the Highway Department announced 2 projects. Starting today, they'll begin work on Tug Lake Road in the town of Rock Falls, that project between Woodenware Road and Resort Lane. Then coming up on Wednesday, it's County Road A, just north of Tomahawk from the city line north to Highway 8. That segment will be limited to local traffic only during construction. Both projects are tentatively scheduled to run through mid-July. Also, starting Wednesday, the City of Merrill will be working on O'Day Street from South Center Avenue to T Lane Drive. There will be days when access is limited. That project's scheduled through June 1st. That's a quick look at the local news. For WJJQ, I'm Zach Garner.